So anyway, they let us go, and that's why I've still been in this country.
So when you were at Coltsibas, that was when the immigration, at that time you were trying to get a ship back to Nigeria, as an article on the ship back to Nigeria?
Yeah, not Coltsy House.
No, when you were in the boarding house.
When in the boarding house, yeah. When in the boarding house, I was going to Elder Denstar trying to get a ship to go back to Nigeria, but they keep telling me they haven't got any ship available, you see. And unless somebody pay off, then you can take his place, like. But it seemed nobody paid off, and some pay off, but some people are lucky they get a ship. So waiting and waiting, well, I said I can't wait anymore. So I just said, well, I might decide to stay in this country and make some money, and when I get money, I'll go back home.
So at that time, how long did you think you would live in this country?
Well, I didn't have any definite time that I live in this country, because I would think if I get enough money, I'll go back. I'll pay my passage and go back to Nigeria. But it's very, very hard to get enough money to go, because in those days, you're working, if you get about, say, $250 a week, which is for your keep, your rent, and all that, there is no way you can be able to get enough money to pay your passage home, you see. So, and compare with the where you come from, Nigeria, and compare it to where you are now, you know, at least whether it's good or bad, it's better than where you come from. You get me? Because you take it this way, that if you told you go back home, there's no prospect of you of getting a better job without any good qualification.
So you thought you'd stay here? Yeah,
stay
some
here. Qualification. But to stay here and get qualification is harder too, because you have no encouragement. You see, because any time you have any discussion with somebody and telling them about this and that, they say, forget about it. What is the use? You're going to waste your time, you know, all that.